first EVP we're going to listen to is called The Bridge. Who wants to set up the story?
I can Scott? Do that, I All think. Right. This was actually taken, it was picked up by our friend when we were in, this was actually in Brazil, Indiana, which is Putnam County, and this was actually at the location was the Edna Cowling's Bridge.
Okay.
And it's actually, if you go to ghostlytalk.com, there's a picture up on our site in the picture section that has a picture of the sign on the inside of the bridge.
You see, it is a covered bridge.
Yes.
Those counties down there west of Indianapolis have old-fashioned covered bridges. As a matter of fact, soon, if not now, is the Covered Bridge Festival down there.
Are these old wooden bridges?
Old mm-hmm. wooden
yeah,
bridges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this particular one was actually... Before it was a wooden covered bridge, they had torn down a faulty, more sturdy bridge. I don't remember if it was iron or stone or anything like that, but it was a more sturdy bridge. They put up the wooden bridge. It's still there.
Now, this EVP we're going to listen to, and of course with EVPs, it's tough to hear in the first place. Then when you're listening to it through your radio, you really got to listen. So I think what we're going to do is just to tell you what you're going to hear. It might be easier then for the ear to pull out those sounds.
Yeah.
But tell me, guys, a little bit about what we're listening to or what kind of ghostly apparition you might have picked up.
Well, we're arguing about where we're going to go to next. We're getting ready to leave the bridge, actually. And what happened is there's a conversation going on. So you can kind of hear the reverberation on the inside of the bridge because we are in the bridge. And just as a side note, there was four adult males there. Myself, Doug, Will, and our buddy Scott Kern. And this came off his recorder, actually.
Okay.
And then our friend Bonnie, who is like our fourth member of Ghostly Talk, she was there hanging out, and she's an adult female. So you have four adult male voices going, and you have one adult female. And you're going to hear, we want to set this up for everybody?
Set it up, absolutely.
You're going to hear a little girl.
Okay.
And I can assure you there's no little girl with us.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to this. Okay, Danny. Let's cue that up, Dan, and get ready to play that one more time. I distinctly heard her say, and you really have to listen to it, but it was, I want to go, or I'm going to go, or something like that. Is that right?
You nailed it, George.
Yes. I want to go seems to be the
And we were discussing
consensus.
Where we were getting ready to go.
Okay, let's listen to that again, Dan, and listen very closely to her saying, I want to go. It comes up really fast. There it is. Okay. Now that was pretty, you know, when you listen to it and you know what you're listening to,
yeah,
it's pretty distinctive. The OnStar engineers are in shock. They're scared to death.
Oh, my God, look at them. They're running out right now.
They're shivering.
We got the call on that on our way home from Indiana from Scott, our buddy Scott Kern. He said, you need to check your mail when you get home right away.
What's the story, if you know, behind the little girl?
Well, actually, at the Edna C. Cowling's Bridge, it has a plaque put there by the Historical Society or
mm-hmm.
some actual commission. And it gives a little of the history of the Edna C. Cowling's Bridge. And it does say, the very last line is something to the effect of, this bridge is thought to be haunted by a mother and her little girl.
The story we heard, as far as that goes, is that there used to be a little girl that used to swim under the bridge.
And
after
she
school.
She drowned or something.
Well, what happens, yeah, her father used to come by, honk the horn for dinner. She'd come up, and she'd go home for dinner. And one day he honked the horn, and she didn't come up. She did drown.
What is it about the sound of a child on an EVP that, for me, just sends chills up my spine? I can handle these ghosts in prisons and mm-hmm. things like that. But when I hear a little kid say something like, I want to go, Mommy, or help me, or something, it just gives me the willies. It really does. Why? What is it about a little kid?
Well, kids tug at your heartstrings.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
they're the future. They're our future. And it's quite a, you know, dichotomy to think of. This was our future, but it's a
voice
from beyond.
Well, just children themselves and little girls, I mean, and little children, I mean, they're cute, and you don't wish any harm upon our babies.
And then you think about how they die,
yeah,
and that's sad.
Yeah.
Plus, you know that they didn't get to experience life like all the rest of us are getting to do.
Yeah. And it's just, it's good a sad point. Thing on that aspect. But on the other side of it, though, we're studying this thing, and we're trying to develop results and build to this giant body of information and data.
When did you figure out that you had that sound on tape?
Scott, our, like I said, our Scott, yeah. our buddy's the one that captured it on his recorder.
Did you know it right there? Did you go back later and listen to it at home?
Well, he was actually listening. He was reviewing it as we were driving home from Indiana.
Oh.
And he called us on the phone and said, guys, like I said, when you get home, check your mail. And we're like, okay, we'll check it when we get home. We get home and check it, and we have this piece of audio. And it blew us all away.
It is priceless.
Yes.